Support for WPR comes from Viterbo University, dedicated to supporting teachers for over 130 years, with master's degree and licensure options online and regionally. Viterbo.edu/graduate. Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
This week, we are in the middle of the Wisconsin State Fair, and we're going to be asking you for your favorite fair memories. It doesn't have to be the state fair. It could be a county fair, a sweet corn festival, any kind of fair. What is one of your favorite memories of the magic of the fair? Was it the rides? Was it the cotton candy? What was it? Give us a call and give us something to share at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also send us an email. That's at talk@WPR.org.
And what is it that keeps you coming back to state fairs or county fairs? Is there a favorite fair food you look forward to indulging in each and every time you go? Is there a favorite event? Or do you exhibit at your county fair or even at the state fair? We'd love to hear about that. If you exhibit livestock, arts and crafts, cakes, amazing cakes at the fairs. I wish they'd let you eat them, but... So anyway, share why you love the fair at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. There's also a spot for you on the Central Time Facebook page. Gene, you have a story, I think.
That's not much of a story. I was actually at the state fair yesterday.
Right.
You knew that. Mm-hmm. And I was actually there for a meeting. During the state fair, they have meetings of one kind or another. And I was there in the exhibition hall with my suit and my tie. And there were about four of us in the middle of thousands of people wearing suits and ties. And the cream puffs were there. And the cream puffs, of course, in Wisconsin State Fair are legendary. And all I can say is they should be because they are delicious.
Did you eat one, risking putting your suit at risk?
It was after the meeting. It was all very safe. And it was really fun just wandering around. I did have a chance to walk through some of the exhibits. And, you know, there is something about the fair, and it reminded me that I like to spend more time in places like that.
You can share your favorite things about the state fair, the county fair, food, farming, or otherwise. 800-642-1234 is the number. We've got Laura in Madison to start us off. Laura, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your fair memory?
Okay, our fair memory was up in Hustler. It was at Hustler Fest up in northern Wisconsin, or mid-Wisconsin. They had, we were there with my family, and they had something called the chicken poop game.
I think I know how this one goes.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that work?
The funniest thing we ever saw. Okay, so there's a plywood piece, a piece of plywood on the ground, and it had squares on it with numbers. And then there was a chicken wire around this plywood piece, and they would throw a chicken in there. People would put money on which number they thought the chicken would poop on. And, of course, everybody's around this, fence going, over here, trying to get the chicken to stand by their number so that it pooped on their number and then you'd win the money. It was absolutely hysterical.
Did you place a wager, Laura?
Absolutely. I did not win, though.
You did not win. All right, Laura, thank you so much. That's a great one. And now you can share your memory at 800-642-1234. It's the state fair. We want to hear what you love about going to the state fair, the county fair, your favorite event, your favorite thing to do, your favorite memory.
And I have to say, you can do the same. You need more room. You can do the same game with a cow in a football field. You can. I've seen it. It's fantastic. Let's go to Gary now. Gary joins us from Watertown. Hi, Gary.
Hello. Your filter when I talked to her it was like some 50 years ago, so I can't remember too much detail about it. But a bull got loose once, and he was running up and down the streets of the fair.
That must have been sort of exciting. Bulls are kind of notorious for having bad tempers.
Yeah, like I say, I don't remember too much about it, but I remember that.
It sounds like a memory worth keeping, and you're here to tell the tale.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't anticipate at the county fair is a running with the bulls, or at least one bull in this case. I made it to the Dane County Fair this year, watched some goat judging and horse judging. Goats are always a lot of fun to watch. I love the 4-H exhibits. The little garden, mini garden things were pretty cool. At the state fair, I think it was last year, we discovered one of our kids is allergic to roosters. not
a tough
chickens.
Way to find out.
Just roosters. The roosters. Just roosters. She's sneezing. Chickens,
hens
anything
are
else?
Fine.
No problem. Yeah, weird. Back to our callers now at 800-642-1234 as we talk about state fairs, county fairs. We've got Sandy on the line in Rhinelander. Sandy, hi.
Hi. I love the animals, all the animals.
Yeah. But you got to have a favorite, Sandy.
Well, horses, of course.
They're amazing animals. I was at the Alliant Energy Center at the Dane County Fair, as I mentioned, watching the horse judging. Any favorite breed of horse or favorite event that you love to check out?
Oh, yeah. No problem that. An Arabian, of course.
All right. Sandy, thank you so much for sharing that. Also, Gene, another thing I'm always surprised at, how many kinds of rabbits there are.
There are more rabbits than you can shake a stick at. And, you know, it's always interesting. You mentioned the horses. There are always cattle, and it depends what part of the state you're in. Sometimes you have different breeds of cattle. There's a lot of pigs, a lot of barrows and gilts on display. You've got your chickens, sometimes pigeons. You see that?
I've seen pigeons at state fair and a little bit at the county fair.
And it really kind of depends. And one thing I haven't seen, I've always heard rumors of this, is like the canning displays when people can peaches and then they're there and you're supposed to admire them somehow.
Yeah, look. No, it's pretty cool. They do really, they do neat stuff. And I mentioned the cake decorating, it's brilliant. There's some really great craft stuff if you go to the indoor spots usually.
And don't forget about the entertainment. Fairs always have music of one kind. A lot of times it's local music. And a lot of times it's not. I went in 1979, 1980, I'm trying to remember the exact year, I went to see Head East at the Monroe County Fair.
Wow.
It was a great show.
That stuck with you.
It still does to this day. I remember it well.
Well, back to our callers now. We've got Faye on the line in Chautauqua. Faye, hi. There she is. Faye, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your fair memory?
Well, it was the early 60s, later 50s, and I went with my brother and his family, and I got to see Roy Rogers and Trigger.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So it was wonderful.
Did you get to talk with Roy Rogers?
I got to shake his hand.
No kidding. And Trigger, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a great memory. I don't know if we get to meet celebrities like that at fairs so much anymore.
I'll bet you still do, and I'll bet that out there are somebody out there, some celebrity that other people have met too. They may not be of the stature quite of a Roy Rogers or a Trigger, where they're sort of this American legend, but they are definitely out there. Let's go to Peggy now, and Peggy is with us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Peggy.
Hi there. I actually don't live in Wisconsin anymore, but I grew up in northern Wisconsin. And every year, my brother, sister, and I would take the train down from Antigo, northern Wisconsin, down to Milwaukee to see my sister, and she would take us to the state fair. And it was just so exciting for three kids.
Oh, my gosh,
especially
for three kids from Antigo getting to the big city.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it was really fun. And then we got to go to the fair and spend the whole day there with her. So it's a neat memory. I mean, I live in California now, but I'll never forget the fair in Milwaukee.
Great. Thank you so much, Peggy. That is a great memory. Thanks for sharing that. We're talking state fairs, county fairs, the state fair going on through this weekend in Milwaukee County, talking about our favorite memories of fairs, what keeps us coming back to them, the food, the people, the music, and the livestock. We've got Joan on the line in Baraboo now. Joan, hi.
Hi. My favorite memory is of the 20-odd years that I spent as a 4-H leader in Ozaukee County, which is the smallest county in the state. And I think the thing that sticks in my mind and in my heart is the look on the faces of the young people showing their animals. You had to look at the kid and look at the sheep and look at the face of each of them, and the look on the face of the bull or the cow or the calf, and look at the kid. And it was just awesome. The kids the hope and the wishing in their faces was just unreal. And I would not have given up that time that I gave to 120 kids in my county for my 4-H club for anything. I'm so proud of what they've done with their lives, and they're just wonderful memories. 4-H is awesome.
And Joan, that's a big moment in their lives. Win or lose, they're up in front of people doing what they love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
And they do it wonderfully. So
thanks so much for that call, Joan. And I found out this is a big anniversary year for 4-H. We ought to do a show on that, actually.
Well, I think you know somebody who can make that happen, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have the power.
Okay, let's do that. Let's go to, looks like we've got time for one more quick call from Samaje in Stevens Point.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a county fair situation. My father was a meat cutter at a local dining establishment, and this dining establishment always found great pride in purchasing, you know, the blue prize number one county fair winning cattle, or not a cow, I guess it wouldn't be, steer. Mm-hmm. And so my father always cut it up, and they always featured 20 tenderloin from the
winner,
blue prize steer. But he always came home laughing so hard because they ended up selling about 2,000 to 3,000 tenderloin from the winning steer.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It does bring new meaning to the concept of winning.
It does indeed. So lots of State Fair memories there. And you can keep this conversation going by sharing your memories on the Central Time Facebook page.
Got to give a shout out to our producer, Amanda Magnus, and at the Maryland Agricultural Fair as a kid, winning third place in the children's division in the pig calling contest. She declined to do a demonstration for us today, though.
And understand it was her first time at it, so she's apparently a natural.
A natural, yeah.
So it would be great if she would do that for
Maybe
us.
Something for the pledge drive, I don't know.
There you go.
Well, again, head over to the Central Time Facebook page. You can keep sharing your fair memories, maybe the favorite thing you've seen at the state fair this year as well.